good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hey, good morning, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, everybody listening to the radio station that has the most intelligent audience. It's by design. We've taken nearly 17 years to build such an audience, and the reason we have the most intelligent audience is because we do not allow stupid people to listen to KSCO AM 1080. So stay with us for the next couple hours. You're going to be happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, you have the promo, do you?
I do have the promo.
Okay, good. Let's play that promo. So we'll play it one more time.
It's something I've wanted to do for years, but I've always felt a little uneasy about using the Saturday special to promote a particular business. But damn it, now I feel uneasy about not doing it. If people only knew what they were missing by not having a residual income, well, they wouldn't miss it. Let's be honest. Everybody wants more money. Even if you already have more than enough of it for yourself and your family, you can always use more money to help others and make the world a better place. The world is changing. More and more people are finding themselves out of jobs, even though they did great work for years. But making money on your own as an entrepreneur is typically so difficult that many end up throwing in the towel and going back to being wage slaves again. It doesn't have to be that way. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, JR from Florida, a retired airline captain and residual income guru who has had such a positive impact on me that it's only right to share him with you on the next KSCO special, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on No Need to Listen If You Don't Care About Money Radio, AM 1080 KSCO.
Okay, so here we are doing the Saturday special, and we do have our guest, JR, on the line here, if we can bring him up. Here, let's see if we can bring JR on the air. You there, JR?
Hello, MZ.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Okay, yeah, sorry that we're so disorganized today. The computer systems just totally went down, and now Dave is bringing them back up, so we'll be able to lock you in and start our program in just a sec here. So let's tell everybody where you're from. There's, when people think of Florida, at least I always think of, you know, West Palm Beach, Miami, and so forth. You're in the Florida Panhandle in a place called Fort Walton Beach, right?
Yeah, Fort Walton Beach, and most people know it by Destin, Florida.
Oh, that's Destin?
Destin is everybody usually knows Destin, Florida. It's a little fishing village that everybody comes out and goes fishing out of.
Right. And so, I mean, it's sort of a long way from Miami. It's like traveling between San Francisco and San Diego almost, right?
It's about
600 miles.
About a 9 or 10 hour ride.
Wow. Here. Yeah, that's great. So that sort of gives us the perspective. Now, you and I have known each other for, thank you, Dave. You and I have known each other for a good 10 plus years.
Absolutely.
And how did that come to pass? Do you want to start out the story or should I?
Well, you can start it out and I'll fill in the blank.
Okay, that's great. I got a call from you, and I didn't know who you were, and this was in 1997.
Right.
And you announced yourself as a retired airline captain, pilot, who had been flying 747s all over the world for 30-plus years. And the reason you were calling me is because you heard that that I'm the producer of a daily radio programming radio program about alternative health, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and that you had heard the Dead Doctors Don't Lie either radio program or lecture, and it had changed your life. And why don't you take it from there, because you had a health challenge, right?
Yeah, I own an office building here in the local area, and I run out executive office space. And I have a gentleman by the name of Alto Smith introduced me to a tape called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and he had it in his hand and wanted me to listen to it. And I tried to take it out of his hand, and he wouldn't take it. He said, but I want you to listen to it. I said, well, what is it about? And he said, well, I'm not going to tell you. I just want you to listen to it.
Oh, my gosh. He's one of those obnoxious people who, you know, who pushes things at you and tries to sell you stuff or what?
Well, no, he wasn't trying to sell me nothing. He just wanted an opinion of what I heard.
Oh.
And I tried to take the tape, and he wouldn't give me the tape. And I said, well, what is the tape about? And he said, no, you listen to it, and just tell me what you hear and what you think. So he finally gave me the tape, and of course I travel over to Panama City 3 times a week.
That's Panama City, Florida. It's
yeah,
not Panama,
which is about
right?
Yeah, Panama City, Florida, which is about an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And so I popped the tape in my truck, and I drove over, and I started listening to it. About the first 5 minutes, I was about ready to, you know, turn it off. But the guy had an unusual voice, I guess that Missouri accent.
Uh-huh.
So I kept listening, and then he mentioned that if you have arthritis, this tape is for you. And so I said, well, let me listen to what he's got to say.
Because you had arthritis?
I had arthritis real bad in my feet, my hips, my shoulders, fingers. I had tinnitus ringing in the ears. And I had a lot of back problems.
Is that why you had retired from the airlines?
No, that wasn't the main reason. I was on a medical retirement at the time. And but anyway, I listened for the whole hour and a half. And the basic message I got out of it, he said he was talking about these plant-derived minerals. And he gave a formula for arthritis. He said, you take this for 90 days and call me in the morning. And I said, well, you know, all I've ever been prescribed from my doctor is Motrin. Or some kind of a, you know, Advil or something. But my doctor wrote me up 800 milligrams of Motrin, you know, for the back pain and the arthritis. But anyway, I said, I'll try it for 90 days. And I called this company out in California, and I ordered the product. And I really didn't want to order the product because when I called, they wanted a credit card number, which is bad enough to give out over the phone. But then
yeah.
They wanted my Social Security number.
What?
And I hung up on them.
God.
So, I got to thinking about it, and I listened to the tape going over to Panama City again, and I said, well, I got to check this out. So I went to health food stores looking for this stuff. Couldn't find it in liquid. So I called back, and I said, well, I'll give you my credit card number. And he said, well, I got to have your Social Security. I said, why do you need my Social Security number? He said, well, if you like this product and you share it with other people, there's a possibility that their company will send you a check. So they got to do the 1099 for you. So I said, I don't think so. So I hung up again, and I listened to the tape going to Panama City again, and the following week I got on the porch and I was talking with Alto, and Alto said, what do you think? I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to try it because I've looked all over and I can't find what he's talking about. So I called again, and I gave the guy my Social Security number and my credit card. And
wow, he must have really convinced you that this is worth trying if you were willing to take that chance.
The message on the tape was powerful enough because, as far as I'm concerned, the medical profession was only treating a symptom with me. And the symptom was continually getting worse.
So you couldn't play golf, right?
I was over at Panama City playing with this guy who's... I played with three professional golfers over there, and we had a little gaggle going. And I got on the 10th hole, and I hit my drive, and I went down to take an iron and hit it. And I got in the backswing, and the club came out of my hand. My hands were so red and raw, I couldn't hold the club. So I just got in the golf cart and you know, followed them around the rest of the backside of the golf course and didn't play. So I got back, and I called again, and the guy said, well, I told him, I said, I want one bottle. That's all I want, one bottle. And it was, I think, back that time, it was about $18, $19. And he said, I can't sell you one bottle. You got to have three. I said, I don't want three bottles, son. You don't understand. I just want one. He said, I can't sell you one. Well, I hung up again.
Oh, jeez.
So I got to thinking about it, and I was talking to Alto about it, and I said, well, I got to get this because I'm really, you know, this arthritis it just moves around your body, and it's really bad. Arthritis is really an inflicting disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I called back and I ordered all three bottles. They came, and I did exactly what Dr. Wallach said on his tape, but they aren't calcium-enriched orange juice, and back then they were using Knox gelatin. And, of course, you got to stir it real quick and drink real quick because it will set up. That orange juice gets real thick. But anyway, I put the minerals in there, and I did this morning and night for 90 straight days. And just like Dr. Wallach said on the tape, try this for 90 days and call me in the morning. Well, I didn't have to call him. It was working. So what I did is call this gentleman out there in California. I said, well, how do I, you know, I never heard this in school. I never heard this from our government. I never heard it from the AMA. And all of a sudden, I'm doing this, and and the pain is like taking 800 milligrams of Motrin. It goes numb. So I said, well, let me
numb or it just goes away. I mean, you don't actually feel numb. You just don't feel the pain.
It's a numb pain after the first 90 days.
I see.
So I'd even talked to my doctor about this because I was playing golf with him one Sunday morning, and I went out there and I told him, I said, listen, I can't play golf today. I said, the arthritis, the shoulders hurt so bad, they're just killing me. He said, tell me about it. I said, well, I woke up at 12:35 in the morning on my side, and I was in so much pain it woke me up. So I tried to turn over, and I noticed my left arm wouldn't move. I couldn't turn over because I couldn't move my left arm. I couldn't get any leverage. So I fell out of bed on my knees and got up, got on my right side, and I just sat there and listened to my heart because I thought I was having a stroke, because you said if you get a numbness in your left arm, am I having a stroke? Maybe I should call 911.
I've heard that.
Well, anyway, I told him all that, and he said, well, when the pain gets so bad, we'll have to do surgery. He said, come on down to the office. So I went down to his office. He fixed me a cup of coffee. He had a cigarette, gave me a cigarette.
This is the doctor, the physician.
So we were sitting there, and he writes me a prescription out for 800 milligrams of Motrin. Of course, he gets samples from these drug peddlers.
Yeah.
So he gave me a couple of samples. He said, take two of these right now. There were 800 milligrams of Motrin. Take two of these right now. He said, in 45 minutes, you'll be ready to play golf. So we sat there and drank a coffee. I took two of them. We went back to the golf course in his Cadillac. We got there, and we played golf. The pain was numb, but it was still there.
Yeah.
So after we got through, he was telling me about the surgery, and he could do the surgery. I said, would you do it, Doc? He said, sure, I'll do it. And I said, he felt my shoulders. He said, yeah, you got a little arthritis beside us there and your shoulders. It seemed like both of them got it. I said, yeah, they hurt. And he said, well, let me tell you, JR, you've got a 50% chance of this getting better. I said, Doc, I like that. He said, wait a minute now. There's a 50% chance it could be worse than what it is right now. I said, Doc, can I chew on that a while? And that's when I got the Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape, and this is after after listening to it and calling those people out there.
So
I got on the product.
From this Alto friend of yours.
Yes,
uh-huh. So he actually handed you this tape. You didn't hear it on the radio or anything.
Nope. And then when I called, after the product started working, I called them people back, and I said, I have, the educational system in this country does not teach you really two things when you're growing up. And that's finances and health. They teach you to wash your hands. They teach you how to write a check. And that's about all I learned in school.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of ignorant to health. I thought your health, you always went to the doctor.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and called this guy back. And I said, how do I spread this message like this tape like you sent did? He said, well, you can buy 2,500 tapes and mail them out through the mail. And we'll get the mailing list for you. And we'll target it for you. And all you do is pay. And I said, well, how much? He said, $4,329. I said, well, I'm willing to spend that to educate 2,500 people if they'll listen to it. So he told me what it was all about.
Now JR, aren't too many people like you. I mean, we haven't, I mean, this is usually sort of personal stuff,
sure.
But you're not a not wealthy guy. I mean, you're pretty wealthy. You were pretty wealthy already because you must have been making, more than a couple hundred thousand dollars a year for 30 plus years.
I had a good career with the airlines and really enjoyed flying airplanes, and it was the biggest part of my life.
Yeah.
And
you invested your money well in real estate, and you became a contractor, and you built subdivisions and sold houses. And
I did that on the side because, like any career that's associated with your health, you have to have a backup plan. As far as I'm concerned, if you're in a volatile industry such as the airline industry, you cannot say that you're going to have a retirement check when you finish up.
Really?
And that goes with any industry in today's world. Just because you work with somebody does not mean you're going to get a retirement check from them now. If you don't have a 401k, you're basically not going to have a retirement. But airline industry is volatile because you got to keep your health, because every 6 months you have to have a flight physical. And if you fail that flight physical, you don't have a job.
Yeah.
So during my career as an airline captain, I set up several companies that I ran and maintained on my off time.
Which was about half the time, right? As I recall,
right.
Airline captains only work maybe 50%, half of the month or something. Am I right? 2 weeks out of the month?
Well, with seniority, as you get seniority with the airlines, you have a choice of bidding your schedule. And if you bid good trips, more senior you get, you can get better trips. And you can put all your flying in, say, three days, and then you can take 4 days off. So through the 4 days off, instead of being like most people on weekends, I would do do my other businesses. And, of course, being
so
an airline
pilot. Naturally entrepreneurial, right?
Beg your pardon?
You were naturally entrepreneurial.
Well, I'm called self-preservation, trying to take care of oneself because I don't believe the government's going to take care of us. That's what I believe. But anyway, being an airline pilot for those many years, it is a very demanding position because you'd get up and go to work at 6 in the morning, and you get in the airplane at 8 o'clock, and you stay in the airplane till almost 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, where you go to your, get off and get over your hotel room. So it's a very long day flying airplanes. And during that time, you eat mostly junk food. And over the years, I didn't get the nutritional values that I should have been getting if I had a normal job or ate normal food instead of being on the road a lot. And then over a period of time, your health dwindles because you're not getting the nutritional factors.
So that's why you think you had the bad arthritis at the age
of
the early 50s or something?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
When you reached down and grabbed your flight bag and your shoulder hurt and your hand was burning carrying the flight bag, you knew something was going on inside you, you know?
Yeah.
And as you get older, this becomes more prevalent because deterioration starts more rapidly as you grow older. So anyway, this is how I got into the program, and what I did, I mailed out 2,500 tapes. I paid the money with a credit card over the phone with this guy, and I really wasn't expecting anything except educating people, but people started calling me.
I mean, that's pretty magnanimous. There aren't too many people. Weren't you actually investing $4,000 in yet another new business?
No.
Wow.
My my plan was to help educate 2,500 people with this tape if they got it. And if they would take the message off of it that I got, and they had arthritis or another health challenge, as Doc says, you know, we can never say the cure word in this business. And the thing about it, I've never tried to cure anybody, but you can get 100% better. And as far as my arthritis, I would say I'm 100% better. I'm not saying it's cured, but it's 100% better.
Yeah.
I have no aches, no pains. I'm 63 years old, and I take no medication whatsoever, and I have as much energy as a 30-year-old or a 20-year-old. So I'm very fortunate to find.
I can vouch for that, ladies and gentlemen. I've hung out with JR a lot and traveled with him and so forth. So.
Well, I have. I will stay on this program for the rest of my life because if you're going to eat food, you got to take your nutritional values to because they're not in our food because most of our food is refined foods. And when you refine foods, you redefine the nutritional values in it. And this is why you got to take, at least I have to take my nutritional supplements each and every day. And I will do it. It's just a part of my life now. It's like brushing your teeth. It's something you need to do. And I'm going to do it every day. But after doing this, mailing out these 2,500 tapes, Mike, I started getting calls and people were listening to the tape, were wanting help. And I would direct them to get the minerals. And the thing about it was, after a month of doing this, I had actually signed up about 48 people. And I got a 4% response and a 2% sign-up. And I really wasn't trying to sign anybody up. I was just trying to informate. But I wanted to get them product. Well, this company that I went with, I won't mention names, but they sent me a check. So the next month, I ordered another 2,500 tapes and did the same thing. And as more tapes I mailed out, the better percentages. I was getting where I was signing up 80, 90, and 100 people off of one mail out. Well, I mailed out 20,000 of these tapes, and I got all my money back and helping people. And I started, I had a tremendous amount of people underneath me in this this business model.
So that tape was actually a tool of education and also a tool of sales. It was selling a product.
And this is a business that not the ordinary person would want to do or want to help somebody do, but I have been blessed with a great career. I've made some fairly decent investments, and I wanted to share this information with other people. So I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was driving to Chattanooga to pick up a friend who was coming out of Kentucky. And they needed a ride down to the beach. And I said, you know, I'd be more than glad I'm in the Atlanta area, and I'll pick you up in Chattanooga. So I was leaving Atlanta, and you know how you would get in a car, you start hitting that scan button?
Yeah, on the radio.
Yeah, and I hit that scan button, and all of a sudden, out of Rome, Georgia, a radio station was playing that tape. And every 8 minutes, they would stop the tape and inject this distributor's name and phone number in there. And it was the same tape that was, you know, introduced to me that I played in my truck.
Yeah.
So I said, boy, the old light bulb went off in my head. Here I've been spending all this money to mail out these tapes, and here these people are getting educated off the radio.
Yeah.
Boy, if I could ever get this guy on the radio, this would be, you know, I wouldn't have to, I could, you know, take calls and help people. And it wouldn't cost me nothing.
Yeah.
So I was pretty well computer savvy because as another sideline, I built computers on the side. And I sold a lot of computers to people helping them get into computer age.
Yeah.
This is back in the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
I've been in computers since 85.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I built a lot of computers and I knew how to do it. And so I had my own internet bulletin board in my house, in my little condo downtown. It was an ALPA bulletin board. ALPA is the Airline Pilots Association bulletin board.
Yeah.
That people back then, instead of having the internet, we had bulletin boards where you could dial in and download files, see what the new stuff was, what's going on. It's kind of like a blog.
Sure. So yeah, I remember the old BBSs.
Yeah, I ran that out of my house for several years until the internet came along, and then when the internet came along, of course, like I said, I was pretty computer savvy. I started searching. And this is how I came up with Michael Swerling at ZBS Radio. And I talked to Michael Swerling for a month. And Michael Swerling would not give me the authority to go out and try to secure his radio program that he was syndicating so I could get the message out to the southeast of the United States, to a lot of people over here. This is arthritis country over here.
Yeah.
So, and I...
That Michael Swerling was
a tough sale because I talked to him a month.
Yeah.
And finally, I told Michael Swerling one thing. What did I tell you, Mike?
I forgot. Remind me what you told me. You were getting pretty frustrated. I remember that.
I told MZ, I said, there's only one JR.
Oh, yeah.
And you will never find another one.
Yeah. And the reason I was taking so long, JR, is because it sounded too good to be true. Normal people don't go around spending $4,000 or $5,000 to try to help people, as you say.
Well, normal people
don't do that. I mean, people like, you know, to help other people, but guys, you do it by word of mouth without spending any money, you know.
What in school did you learn on health and finances?
Nothing.
You tell me.
Nothing.
Well, ask the people in 2000 when the market crashed and they all had their money in 401ks with their companies. Ask them people, did they get any financing information in school?
Yeah, I don't
unless
think they, did
unless they went to college and went to MBA. And when you go to college and go to an MBA, they teach you how to take other people's money.
Yeah. That's right.
But did you have much health training in school?
No, zero.
Did you have much finance training in school?
Zero.
Well, it's two subjects they don't teach in school because we're a puppet. We follow whatever they tell us.
Uh-huh.
We're not educated in it. So you got to learn to educate yourself in finances. And you got to
I wasn't
to
a puppet even at that point, JR, when you and I first met, because what happened to me at the age of 21, a very tender age, is that I learned that I had to make my own way in life and not work for someone as a wage slave, is what I call it. And the reason I learned that is because I lost a job that I would still be doing today at minimum wage at the age of almost 56. I was in charge of producing and hosting a 30-minute nightly news feature program on cable TV. And talk about an ego trip, you know. I mean, you get recognized by your voice on the radio. You get recognized real easily, you know, by your whole, you know, people can see you visually when you walk down the street and everybody thinks that you're a celebrity and they want to be your friend and they want to give you stuff for free that normal people have to pay for and all that kind of stuff. And you get a really warped, you know, perspective of life. But, man, it sure felt good. I lost that job one day, not because I wasn't doing a good job. The boss would tell me every day, he would pat me on the back and tell me how proud he was of the job I was doing and other people in our little department of putting out this local TV program here in Santa Cruz. This was like in the early 70s. And then one day, out of the blue, he called me into his office and said, I got to let you go. I said, why? You're always telling me what a great job I'm doing. What's wrong here? What's wrong with this picture? He says, it's not my fault. It's a decision that was made by my boss 3,000 miles away. And this hurts me more than you'll ever know. I got to let you go. Sorry. You know, watch the stock market. If the stock goes back up, then we'll be calling you back because you're the greatest. Well, I waited, by the phone for probably the better part of a month, all depressed. And when I started getting a bill for my cable television service, which I had gotten for free as an employee doing the job that I loved, I decided I better move on with my life. But what a lesson I learned at the age of 21 that people are now learning in their 40s and 50s.
Well,
and
I
that
learned,
is, you got to be entrepreneurial and not depend on someone else.
Well,
because
I
even when you do a good job, you can lose it. You can lose it.
I can't say for your listening audience, but as for myself, I was raised in Tennessee. And back in the late 40s, and I was raised in U.S. government projects after World War II.
You came from a very, very humble, poor family.
Well,
right?
The U.S. government built housing back then for their road, their like bunk houses.
Yeah.
And we lived in those for 9 years, and my folks had no money. Then when I started the school, I found that, not everybody lived like I lived. And, of course, with the project, everybody lived the same. Nobody had nothing. Everything was hand-me-downs from your brother, your older brother. You got shoes from him. You got your pants from him, after you tore the knees out. This kind of stuff, which is all true. And I'm sure some people can, have been in that position. But anyway, when I started the school, back in 1949, I think TV was going. And I had a little friend in school, and he invited me over to his house. Of course, I'd never been in a house before. All I'd been in is the projects. So I went into his house,
wow.
and they had a TV. It was kind of one of my oblong. I mean, it's a real small picture,
The first time you saw a TV?
Green screen, whatever you call it. Yeah, and it's the first time I've ever seen TV, and they was playing Howdy Doody. And, boy, you talking about keeping a friend, because every day at 4:30, I was over at his house watching Howdy Doody. And then after we'd watch it until it went off, and of course my mother's always, hollering at me because I went there for supper, but, it'd go blank and you see this, test pattern. You remember?
Yeah, sure.
So, my folks couldn't afford a TV until the middle 50s, before we even got a TV. And then, of course, as you go to school, you see the outside world a little bit more and how other people live. And I didn't want to live like I was living, And then I saw my mother and my father struggle. For years, and I never wanted to struggle. And of course, when
if I missed something, forgive me. But
sure.
What was it that they were struggling?
Money.
But I mean, what did your mother and father do for a living money?
My father was an aircraft engineer with Voltech, which turned into they used to build bombers for the U.S. military.
Yeah.
And he was an actual engineer. And they made no money back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Tennessee Abaco. Abaco bought him out. And he was a chief tooling inspector. In other words, every wing on a C-141 that's flying today has his Bolo stamp on it.
Yeah.
A metal stamp that he stamped into each wing that he inspected and went over.
And he didn't make much money?
No, huh? No.
Wow.
Back then, they didn't pay hardly anything. Right after the war, a lot of people realized that too. That went through that, especially the older people, and they understand. I think my father finally in the late 50s was making $100 a week, and that's when we got our TV. And of course, being money problems, MZ, it causes a lot of stress in a family's life, and there's a lot of arguments. At the dinner table, and there's a lot of arguments and. Because they would decide which bill they wanted to pay, And, of course, out of the four kids, I'm the only kid that sat at the dinner table and listened to this financial talk. In other words, we would eat, and my brothers and sisters, they'd get up and, go out and play or leave. And I would be the only one sitting at the table, listening to their conversation. I always just remember it so clearly. And I got an education just listening to them about finances, It's rough.
Uh-huh.
So I never wanted to be that way. So
yeah.
I wanted to change my life. And and one thing about it, everybody needs money. I don't care if you say you don't need it or it don't bring you happiness or don't bring you this or don't bring you that. But
yeah, they say money's the root of all evil. It's also the root of all problems.
Yeah, and the thing about it is you got to eat. You got to have a roof over your head. You got to have a transportation to get to this place where you're going to make this money,
Yeah.
And most people have jobs, and most people go to those jobs. J-O-B, jump out of bed, got to go. But after doing this, and I never planned for this to be a business, But after doing these tape mail outs and then after contacting you and getting him on the radio, which I used to take, being here on the Gulf Coast, you can only go west, east, and north. You can't go south because of the ocean. But I would draw a map within a range of 30 minutes and how many radio stations, and I'd go visit them. I got a lot of negatives and no's, but I always walked out there feeling like I'm trying to help them.
Yeah, why are they slamming the door?
Slamming the door on me because I'm trying to help them make money and I'm trying to help their audience, help their health, you know?
Right.
So I never got put down, but the simple fact is most people, the radio stations I went to, had more money than them anyway. So
that's right. I'm trying to remember the exact quote from you after you were doing this for a few months. You said,
yeah.
MD, I've never seen so many people with such, who, with bigger egos and less money, you know, than these people who had their big egos and they know everything in the world, but they're always broke.
Yeah. I ran into a lot of that and I was real patient with talking to the managers and general managers and owners. And then what I do is draw another little semicircle an hour away, and I'd try to find every radio station in that area. And I'd go out, and I'd do this every day. I would go out and visit radio stations. And I got lucky and went up to Op, Alabama, and I got a station owner and his daughter. She managed it, and they are going to run my program on a barter basis. And I sat down here and took calls for it, and I talked to several people in the Op area in Alabama. And, but then there was a pharmacist who was a part owner of this radio station, and he was driving back in from Atlanta, Georgia, and here he heard the program, and boy, next day I got a call from radio station, it's off the air. I was on the air for a solid week there.
So the pharmacist didn't like the information that you were putting out that
no.
Nutrition can help you, that
right.
Supplements can help you, because if you're not going to take, I mean, did he figure that people were not going to buy drugs anymore? I mean, something.
Apparently that he figured this might work and people might not buy drugs. But anyway, you know, everything comes down to money.
Yeah.
So they dropped me. So I continued my search. I'd come back and then I'd go 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and 3 hours. Well, I went out 2.5 hours, and I was looking for two AM stations up in the northwest of Dothan, Alabama, in the Ozark, Alabama area. And I stopped there and tried to find two radio stations. I did find one. It was off an old country road back in the woods through a little dirt path you go up there. And it was fenced off, but the fence was open, and there was an old beat-up truck in there. So I went up there and knocked on the metal door. It was a block building. And this older gentleman came to the door, and I started explaining to him. And I came inside, and I have never seen such a barrage of radio equipment and junk in my life in one place.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted no part of it. He just wanted to play his programming, and that was it. He had nothing on the satellite. He did all his own programming.
Wow, that's
so
unusual. Yeah.
So anyway, I was asking about running my tape then, you know, instead of the radio program, and he didn't want to do that either. So I left there and I went down on Highway 231 going up toward Montgomery, and there's a little barbecue shop there, restaurant. I stopped in there and I asked the waitress I could have her phone book, so I got the phone book out and looked for radio stations, and I was looking for this other one radio station supposed to be 10,000 watt AM, and she told me how to get there. So boom, I drive up 231, I go up where she told me to turn, I turn, and I drove down this road for 10 miles, never saw a tower or a radio station or nothing. So I drove back to the restaurant and I ate lunch. And I talked to the same girl, and I said, can I get that radio, that phone book in? So, and I asked her, what local stations do you listen to? She said, well, they got one here. It's really, really good. It's called The Rose. And I said, is that an AM station? She said, no, that's an FM station, 93.7. And I said, what do they play? He said, well, they play adult contemporary, easy listening music.
Yeah.
So I looked in the phone book, and I got the address, and I drove over there. And it's in this radio station is in a historical 24,000 square foot mansion in Ozark, Alabama. Just beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. And I drove around it. You can drive all the way around it. And I got around the back and I saw a red door. But out front they had the sign that said, the road said The Rose, 93.7. So I drove around it a couple of times and I saw a red door. It didn't say, the radio station. So I went to that red door, knocked on it. Nobody answered. I knocked again. Nobody answered. Another one of those metal doors, So I open the door and go in, and I guess.
Were you in the basement of this 24,000 square foot mansion that had a radio station?
And I looked over and I saw the radio booth, the radio station booth, this, that, and this. So I walked in. I couldn't find nobody. Then I went over to this one part and I saw this lady sitting in there. Her name was Susanna Mizell. And I went in there and I started talking to that lady. And I mean, I just didn't stop. I wouldn't let her get a word in edgewise. And, I was.
Were you being obnoxious, JR?
Well, I wasn't being obnoxious. It was close. But, she's a very, very fine young lady. And, then I'm mentioning all about my arthritis and, what I did with tapes and this, that, and other. And I'd like to get this, doctor on the radio because I think it would help your listening audience. And we can, I think I can make your radio station some money. And whatnot, we kept going,
And the way you make the radio station money is not the traditional way of selling advertising. It's getting commissions off the sales which result of the nutritional supplements, the sales that result as a result of people listening to the program.
And it gives a radio station owner, people who do, who work for the radio station, like they hire somebody to go out and get ads.
Yeah.
Well, this person would be working with radio stations doing ads. Instead of doing ads, they'd be answering the ads off the radio station of Doc, see?
Yeah.
So anyway, I hit a hot button with this young lady about multiple sclerosis.
MS, multiple sclerosis, MS, yeah.
And her dad had it, and she started telling me about what the venture or the journey that he's had with this MS and with the medical profession.
Yes.
And it was horrendous. I mean, horrendous. So anyway, I talked to her and talked to her for an hour and 20 minutes, but I think that was a hot button with her. And she took my name and number. Back then, I didn't have business cards.
Yeah.
And when I got back to Fort Walton Beach that night, about 7 o'clock, I was in the office, and the phone rang. And it was her. And she said, my dad would like to meet with you Monday, and gave me the time. It was in the morning, and gave me back at the mansion. And I said, I will be there. And so I went there. And we all went into this huge, huge dining room with this big, long table, which you've eaten at before.
Yeah. Fabulous place.
And we sat there, and the owner, Mr. Mizell, Jack Mizell, and his wife, Alice Bay, was sitting there. And all the kids were sitting there. And I told them, I explained the whole program. And I told them I had, without me trying, I tripped over myself making money with this other company by promoting these tapes.
What do you mean tripped over yourself? What do you mean by that?
Well, I made money without, trying.
Oh.
So I knew the program worked, and I'd been answering the phones for, I talk on the phone 8 hours a day, helping people and signing people up in this other company to get this product.
Right.
So I explained the whole program to these good folks, and at the end I told them that there was nothing they had to do except run the program, and I would take all the calls and sign them up under their radio station, and they would make the commission off of it.
Yeah.
Well, being the good people they are and being in the radio business, something about a PR that they had been taken many times. You in the radio business, you know what a PR is.
PI, you mean?
Yeah, PI.
It's per inquiry.
Per inquiry, yeah. Well, they had been duped a couple of times on these PIs.
Yeah.
And they did not want any phone calls going any other place. They wanted to take them themselves.
Yeah.
So they took a vote who was going to take the calls. And I said, well, I'll do it for free. I'll try to make you money, And that way I could talk to the people and help them with their health.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't want to do that. And so they asked all the children if they wanted to do the call. None of the children wanted to do the calls. So it got around to Alice Bay, the wife and mother, and part owner of the radio station, and she said she would take the calls.
Uh-huh. And she had a background in medicine, right?
Yeah, she's
a nurse, right?
She's a nurse.
Yeah.
So it worked
out nicely.
What I felt was interesting was her comment. She told all the children at that table, well, if I do this, and if there's any money to be made, which we don't know, I keep it. I'll never forget that.
Right, right.
And
she did. Boy.
So
went on to make a lot of money and help a lot of people.
A lot of people. And Alice Faye, being a nurse, sees a lot of people and talks to a lot of people about their health challenges.
Right. We haven't opened the phone lines yet. We're going to do that next hour. I want to bring up a few things here. I mean, people have, the Dr. Wallach and the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program has been part of KSCO and KOMY for more than a decade now. And a lot of people don't like to listen to it because they say it's the same thing over and over again, and people don't like to be sold things and an infomercial. And infomercials are typically programs, radio television programs, that turn off the audience, you know. People don't want to tune into something that's going to sell them something. They'd rather tune into something that's going to educate them or you know, entertain them, probably.
Right.
You know, or amuse them or whatever. And so infomercials, it's a delicate balancing act, because we run a lot of a good number of infomercials on KSCO and KOMY. And the reason we do that is because it helps us pay the bills. You know, people can buy an hour of time, by the ton. An hour of time doesn't cost 60 times what a 1 minute commercial does on
sure.
radio. It costs maybe 10 times. So like buying 10 commercials, you can buy a whole hour. You know, subject to availability, if you have a particular message that you want to get out, or a business that you want to build, or a political candidate that you want to get elected, or a political proposition that you want to pass, whatever. So we do, and a lot of stations do these infomercials. Now, you don't normally put an infomercial on in the middle of a primetime, broadcast day. Normally, if you're going to broadcast these typically audience-killing infomercials, which are always pre-recorded, they're never live, you're going to do it at off hours, like early in the morning or late in the middle of the night or whatever, so you don't kill your precious audience that you need to build. You don't want to kill it. You want to build it. But Dr. Wallach's message was a fresh message every day, and though it is pretty much the same information, because we opened up the phone lines and people can call in and give their particular health challenges, people really learn a lot from listening. But it's true that as time goes on, you've heard it once or heard it twice or heard it five times, you've heard it all and you don't want to listen anymore. And there are a number of people who don't like what part of Dr. Wallach's message, and that's the medical doctor bashing. I happen to be one of those people who thinks it's totally unnecessary.
I am one of them also.
I think medical doctors are for the most part wonderful, selfless people like you, who are in the business because they want to help and heal people. I honestly believe that. Now, there are some doctors who are arrogant and who are in it for the money and don't care about their patients, but I think that's the exception, not the rule. And the way Doc Wallach comes across a lot of times, he thinks that it's like the rule, not the exception.
Well, NMZ, I'm with you on the doctor bashing and everything. The only thing about the medical profession that I've learned by doing this is that, there's a med school for 3 years, and I believe I'm right. I can say this, that the doctor...
4 years, I think.
Well, it's either three or four. I don't know that specific, but I do know that dentists also go to that same pre-med school along with doctors, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then that 3 years or 4 years of training, from my understanding, they don't get 30 seconds of nutritional training.
Yeah.
Because they're not in a nutritional... It's not a nutritional field.
The medical schools and the dental schools, they're all endowed by the pharmaceuticals.
Right.
By the pharmaceutical drug companies.
Where the grants come from.
Yeah. And so that's what the people are taught. They don't want you to know that their basic understanding of nutrition can make it unnecessary for you to run off to the doctor, the emergency room, or whatever for the emergency room. I won't say that. If it's an emergency, it's an emergency, and
well,
you're going to need to do it.
Doctor.
If you need emergency surgery,
yeah.
All the best nutritional supplements in the world, including Dr. Wallach's, are not going to help you.
They're not going to help.
You know, so you shouldn't go around bashing doctors, and Doc does that, and I wish he wouldn't, but the rest of his message is amazing, and it's true, and
well,
the products are great.
Well, this is the reason why I'm doing this is because of the message. It's not the messenger.
Yeah.
It's the message.
In fact, you and he clash quite a bit.
If it was the messenger, I would not be doing this.
Uh-huh.
But it's the message that comes across that everyone in the United States should be educated in.
Yeah.
And this is what I've been doing for 11 years, and I will continue it for the rest of my life, as long as that is, and trying to help people.
Mm-hmm.
But the body has to have the proper raw materials. And unfortunately, I believe what Doc says, it is not in our food system. But for the simple fact is, in the last couple of years, I mean, every time you turn around and go to the grocery store, calcium enriched, folic and acid added. Mm-hmm. You know, every nutrient now is starting to be added in all our food.
Yeah.
Calcium-rich, aren't you?
So this is a good thing.
It's a good thing. But they're just now coming around to it in the last couple of years, and I think a lot of it is because of Dr. Wallach.
Uh-huh.
And because if you don't get the 90 essential nutrients in each and every day, you're going to wind up with a nutritional deficiency disease, which could lead to surgery, which could lead to death, which could lead to going to the hospital, which could lead to, you know, taking drugs for a problem that you're not, you know, I can't say this is the actual truth. All I know is for myself, by taking these products, I have reversed every health challenge I had.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
All right. So that's the story. Long story short, you found a good radio station to carry the program, and they got into the business too, and you got a bunch of other radio stations.
Sure.
And you have used the radio show that we produced here, we continue to produce here, and
sure.
We'll continue to produce it as long as Doc wants to take his time to produce it, to do the show for an hour each weekday.
And I hope you continue, MZ, because it is worth getting the message out.
Yeah.
And even though he does recommend the same things over and over, he does listen to you. And he does give you some other things you can do while taking this program.
Yeah. For example, if you're a type 2 diabetic like I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, besides the pig pack or the 90 essential nutrients, I need additional supplemental chromium and vanadium because that's all type 2 diabetes is. Now, we're not talking type 1 where your pancreas doesn't work.
And a lot of walking.
Yeah, and a lot of exercise.
Right.
So I need additional chromium and vanadium besides the essential nutrients. And that's going to keep me healthy and living longer.
Sure.
Okay. That's basically the message. Okay. And all right. Now let's fast forward to something new. I have never. Before we do that, let me back up and say that in the 70s, I had quite a number of friends who would buttonhole me and try to get me to go to a meeting to learn how I can do my own business and get rich quick and all that kind of hype. And I went to a few of these meetings, and they were always these Amway meetings with these pushy people that would come on to you and try to get you to sell soap and vitamins and, you know, lotions and potions
sure.
to your friends and relatives and put the bite on everybody that you know. And man, I mean, talk about a turnoff. I mean, I want to get away from those people.
Absolutely.
And some of them, some of my friends who tried to get me to go to these meetings, and I did go to some of them, actually did sign up with Amway. And, 6 months later, I would always ask them, hey, well, how's the Amway thing doing? Oh, I ended up with a garage full of product and no friends left.
Yep.
I said, oh, well, okay. So you're not doing it anymore. No. I said, there were quite a number of people who would say, who would actually withhold the information. I'd say, that's not an Amway. It's not one of those Amway meetings you want me to go to, is it? Oh, no, it's not. And then 3 hours later, after I went and wasted the evening, it was. Any place where they have to lie to get you to go somewhere is not my cup of tea, thank you. I've always had, you know, an actual aversion. A strong aversion to anything that's Amway related or multi-level marketing or that kind of stuff. But it turned out that, you know, when Doc Wallach became our biggest advertiser by far, for the first couple of years from 95 to 97, it turned out that I didn't realize until, you know, probably a year and a half that he's one of these multi-level marketing guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he really does make a lot of money. I mean, one day he told me what it was, and it just sort of blew me away. I mean, it's more money than people make in a lifetime in 1 month. And you know what? The guy deserves it because he gets he's putting out valuable information and a good product. We've already used up half of the program, and it's good because I wanted to lay the foundation. I wanted people to understand and know who you are. And we're going to get into something else next hour, and that is something that's a lot simpler. A business, it is a network marketing, also known as multi-level marketing business, where you earn what's called a compounding residual income that sort of grows and takes on a life of its own. It's almost like it's almost like royalty income.
But MZ, this one is not your ordinary. it has a twist to it.
Yeah, well, you mean what we're going to be talking about next
right.
hour?
Right, it has a twist to it, and that no other network marketing company offers. And
right.
It's different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So with that as the sort of tease for next hour, we will go on. We're not going to push anybody to join, Youngevity or anything like that. We're not going to push anybody to join this drink act company, but we are going to talk about trends. We're going to talk about why you and I are so excited and why I, for the first time in almost 17 years, and well, I shouldn't say that. We've had the radio station almost 17 years. But I've been doing this business since 1996, so it's 11 years. So it's the first time in 11 years I've actually decided to devote a whole Saturday special.
Can I say one thing, MZ?
Yeah.
I never planned this to be a business, but it has turned out to be one, which has been, I get great pleasure from helping people.
Yeah.
And if Alice Faye is listening in, I hope she is and calls in. I think she can attest that when I first started this, I could only talk to one person at a time. I couldn't talk to a group.
Right.
And maybe she'll tell us
about it. Oh, yeah, you were really scared.
Yeah, maybe she can tell us about the TV thing that we went on together. And the thing about it is I got to where I do health meetings myself all over the Southeast. And the 10 years that I've been doing this, I have never, ever told anybody they can make money. It's helping people. And if you help people, you know, some money will follow you. But I've never told anybody they can make money. But, there comes a time when something comes along that, you know, people need money. And
people always need money, as you and I have both said in this broadcast.
Yeah,
they always need money. Even people like you.
And even
you don't need money. I mean, you don't need money to buy things. You can go out and buy cars and houses and write checks for them. And you could do that long before you knew me.
But I've got people who have been following along for these years because they're like me. They're on the products, and they'll always be on the products. But these people aren't making any money, nothing, you know, $200 a month.
Uh-huh.
But there's something that I passed along to them that possibly we'll talk about next hour. But
okay.
First time in 10 years I ever told them they had a chance to actually make some money and help pay for their Youngevity products, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Great. Okay, so that'll come up next hour. You're listening to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO, your favorite radio station and mine. MZ with J.R. Anglais. We just call him J.R., and if you want to send J.R. an email, it's an email address. We have an email account here for J.R. at KSCO, JR@KSCO.com. If you want to send me an email, it's MZ@KSCO.com. All right, that's it for hour number one. We got another hour. It's going to be pretty different and exciting next hour, so stay with us. We're here on KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rod Fritz. A major drought in Georgia.
Okay, we will open the phone lines, though I'm not expecting all that many calls. It's not a political show today. It's a very special, different program that we're doing on the radio. But we will open the calls.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio.
If you're just tuning in, you've missed hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special. It was different. The whole hour was telling the story of my friend J.R. Anglais, who is a retired airline pilot and who has worked with me in the nutritional supplement business. And we are about to embark upon a very exciting new business involving energy drinks that we're going to be telling you about during this next hour. So if you're interested in money, if you're interested in health, that's why you listened to last hour. If you're interested in money and lots of it, this is what we think. We can't promise. We don't know, but it really is looking like this is going to be an amazing, amazing business to get involved with. And so we're just going to put the opportunity out for you. And if you agree with us, then you can get in touch with JR or me. We can put you in touch with other people depending upon where you are in the country, or in the world. And, if you're tired of being a wage slave and always worried about money, this is something that I think you're going to be interested in, because there's no way in the world that you can ever lose anything, because there isn't much of an investment. I mean, there's essentially no financial investment in this particular program. So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. We're going to welcome back our special guest, J.R., Captain J.R. Anglais, on line six from Florida. How you doing, JR? Are you there?
Hello, Michael.
Okay, and we do have your friend and mine, Alice Faye Mizell, co-owner of the Rose radio station that was part of your story that you told last hour. Let's bring Alice Faye into the conversation. Didn't get to ask you, Alice Faye, whether you listened to us on the internet here. I don't know whether you heard the program last hour or not.
Yes, you're doing a great job.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Well,
very interesting. You know, I've heard all those stories before, but it's great to hear it again. You forget about all the little details.
Right. Well, so here you are, a broadcaster. You have an FM radio. You and your husband also own a fairly large television station in, is it Montgomery, Alabama?
Yes, Montgomery, Alabama, and you can go to our website to check it out. It's, of course, www.wrjmfm.com. Takes you to our radio station.
Uh-huh.
And WRJMTV.com takes you to our TV station.
Uh-huh.
And we're a My Network station from Montgomery, Alabama. And, of course, our radio station is 100,000 watts. We virtually cover half the state of Alabama and the panhandle of Florida on our radio station. So if you're out cruising around on the Gulf of Mexico, you can get us loud and clear anytime, day or night. And we also stream on the World Wide Web.
And, so, and like me, you are an on-air person, and you're a radio, you love radio, and you love the health business.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm a registered nurse by profession. My husband's an architect by profession, but we're really into the radio and TV business. And although I'm not nursing anymore, that background has been a big help to me. With the longevity nutritional supplements. So what I do all day is I answer the phone and I advise people and consult with them, help them decide what products would best suit their needs.
Now, Alice Faye, because you're a nurse, you're not a doctor, but at least you have a degree in a health field. So,
I mean,
is that something that you can do, but the rest of us really can't or shouldn't? It's sort of like practicing medicine without a license or practicing nursing without a license. What do you think?
Well, you have to be careful. There's a fine line there. You don't want to be practicing medicine, you know, and really anybody can do it with just a little bit of education. Dr. Wallach's company, Longevity, provides a wealth of knowledge in literature, CDs, DVDs, books. Just 15 minutes a day of reading a little bit, listening to the CDs. You know, every time I get in the car, I pop one in. And, you know, it's just some very basic things you need to know when you're taking nutritional supplements. But then again, everybody doesn't have that knowledge. So even if you don't need to let that deter you from becoming an associate or distributor with Longevity, because we offer you so much information.
And there are plenty of people who take the products who don't give a darn about becoming part of the business. They just buy the products just to buy the products because they're worth taking.
Yeah, and most people like to sign up as distributors. It's only $10.
Uh-huh.
And just for no other reason than they can get a rebate back on what they order. And who doesn't mind getting a rebate, you know?
Yeah.
It helps offset your costs a little bit.
Right.
And then if you do get to taking it and feeling better and tell people about it, you have your own private office with the company where, heck, you can go on, sign up family and friends, and earn a commission on what they buy.
So now, what I was talking about earlier about family and friends, that's what sort of turns people off sometimes when you try to use your personal network of family and friends to sell them something, no matter what it is.
Right.
You know,
you know,
and in fact, we got a couple of phone calls. Dave told me, And actually, I'm surprised it was only a couple of phone calls, because some people are sore heads and they think, oh, this is what we waited a whole week to listen to on the Saturday special. These people trying to get us to come into join a multi-level marketing company.
Yeah.
You know how the people are.
Yeah, well, they're so bombarded with in the United States, and MLM is just becoming the thing to do.
Especially because the economy is so screwed up, and people are starting to learn now what I was lucky enough to learn 30-plus years ago when I was 21.
Right, and people ask me about it. You know, I didn't come into this to be a multi-level marketer. You know, I was like a lot of people. I had not had very good luck with that. Did not consider myself a salesperson, but what I am is I am a healthcare professional, and I like to help people with their health. I'm not all, I like earning a check every month, but I'm really more interested in helping people with their health. And then they say, well, why longevity and not some other product line? Well, you know, I don't go around comparing product lines, but what I like about longevity is I know the man that founded the business, you know, and I can't say that when I go to Walmart or CVS and they look at their products. I don't know who's behind that.
And the product works.
Yeah.
And the product works. That's a no-brainer.
The product works.
Yeah. The product works.
I wouldn't have gotten involved in this business. I would have kept taking Dr. Wallach's money to buy the time on the radio.
Right.
If I hadn't had 2 years of observing hundreds and maybe into the thousands of people right here in KSCO country trying these products. Now, a good salesperson like Doc Wallach can sell anybody anything once.
Right.
But that stuff better work, especially if it's a little pricey. And it is a little pricey. I mean, it is.
Yeah, and the reason it is because it is MLM. You know, every time you buy a product, there's several people.
When you say MLM, you mean
multi-level
marketing. Instead of...
Several people are getting paid on that, but you can't do that at Walmart, you know.
Instead of...
Once you open a nutritional supplement or a pharmaceutical drug from Walmart, you can't take that back. You know, if it's closed or something like that, you can. But with longevity, you have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like the color of the dang label, they will refund your money on it and pick up the product.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get that kind of guarantee when you go in health food stores and places like that.
Another thing, talking about the money end of it, you know, everybody in the country buys these products in stores. And there's one guy at the top of the chain, a CEO who makes millions upon millions upon hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, there are people who actually, and you hear about this on the news, these obscene executives that I call them obscene executives that make obscene.
And it makes you want to cringe that they're making all this money. And then I get to thinking about this new proposition. Of course, we won't mention any names what it is. But this new product that MZ is going to be going into, this way everybody shares the money amongst themselves instead of giving it to some CEO on Wall Street who makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
JR, is there some reason why we shouldn't tell the audience, why we shouldn't mention the name? I don't understand.
I don't think they should mention the name. I think they should get in contact with you because we got to wait till Monday.
Or you. Oh, I see, because it hasn't officially launched yet. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
And I think the people, if anybody's interested, I think they'll call and ask you about it because like we say, I've been in this 11 years. You've been in it 10, 11 years. And, you know.
Yeah, but we don't want to come across as like slimy, people.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
You know, you got Alice Faye on the phone. You got me and you.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 10 years. Alice Faye's been with me right, 9.5 years.
Yeah.
And I've got all these people that we've helped, and Alice Faye has helped.
Yeah.
And we have never pushed network marketing on anybody, and we have never told anybody that they could make money off of this. All we've ever told them, if they got 10 or 12 people on the product, and the product has value because it works, no matter what the price is.
So why did I do that earlier in this show,
and I
became sort of sleazy sounding?
This is what I'm trying to tell you. We have never, ever tried to push on anybody network marketing. I wouldn't do when people talk to Amway, I would run as fast as I could.
In the other direction.
But we've been doing this, we have never told people they could make money. We told them that if they got 10 or 12 of their friends and family relatives on the product because it works, if they got health challenges, they would make enough money to pay for their product. And if a family member saw that you were getting your product almost for free, maybe they want to try it with some of their people. That's the only thing we've ever talked about. I've had people with me for 6 years who are who are product bound because it's labeled. That product is branded in their head. They'll always use it because it's expensive, but it works. The value is, and it works. And they stay with me year after year after year, and I keep going to Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, doing these health meetings, and these people are still there because the product works. Their value is
not product. Because they're making money, because
right.
they're not.
They're not making money.
Yeah.
But what we're going to talk about is it's about time that we tell somebody, hey, you can make money, and it's not going to cost you anything to get in.
Yeah.
What's
now,
wrong with that?
Are we going to talk about the health products, or are we talking about something else?
We're talking about what we're going to be getting into.
Okay. So let's turn. It's already more than a quarter into the second hour, so we don't have all that much time, and I want to allow some time to open up the phone lines for people to call. So
why don't we do a three-hour program then?
Well, because we can't. I mean, we've got another program scheduled. That,
sure.
You know, but
can I summarize something here just for the sake of the audience? Is that, you know, you don't have to join Youngevity to be multi-level marketer or distributor. You can pay a $6 sign-up fee and just order products for yourself. To be a distributor or an associate in the company is just $10. Neither one of those obligates you in any way. You're not going to have to order or keep an inventory. We don't worry you with phone calls and letters and meetings. And it's just a really easy program to join, whether you join as a distributor just to get a rebate or if you just sign a $6 sign-up just as a preferred customer. Either of these will get you in this new program that Youngevity is offering. And I will say that it is a new sports drink that is just wonderful.
Yeah, health
and
health
it's going to be for the whole family. Uh-huh. And it is an opportunity where you can make money with it if you're so inclined.
Energy
and,
drink, excuse me.
Yes,
you know, that we
yes.
can say. It's an energy
so,
drink.
You know,
and if
and,
you...
And this kind of program, you're going to... your results depends on financially. If you're going to do it as a home-based business, you've got to put sweat equity into it. It's not. It's like any other job you've got or business you've got.
But unlike most unlike most businesses, it doesn't require any substantial investment.
No, not
right.
of money.
And
of money.
Exactly.
Right.
And
that's what's amazing about it.
You don't have to stockpile or inventory to deal with, and you know, in most people join just for the products. They end up feeling better. Their coworkers and families say notice the difference. They say, I want to get on it. Then those people call me back and say, I need to upgrade because I've got some people I need to sign up, you know. So you just take it a day at a time. And then I have people who are actively pursuing it as a business and do very well with it. But it's just a matter of how much sweat equity you want to put into it as in any other business.
MZ, can I give some statistics real quick?
Please.
The energy drink business, these numbers come from Wall Street. The soft drink industry is a $17 billion a year business in the United States. It was much higher, but it's come down. It was much higher than $17 billion.
It was like $40 billion or something,
yeah.
wasn't
and
it?
And it's come down to $17 billion. And the software manufacturers are losing money.
Soft drink manufacturers.
Yeah, soft drink manufacturers are losing money, and they're right now scurrying to get new drinks out. And over in China, they mentioned Monday that one of the soft drink manufacturers is reformulating with herbs, and also that same soft drink manufacturer in the United States is adding vitamin and minerals, and also they're working with a new product, a sweetener called stevia, that they're going to do the legwork on.
Okay, now it's important to put out that, and I just in the last two or three months started paying attention to this, guys. You know, I never really paid attention to convenience stores and what's on the what's on their shelves.
Sure,
but now. There's Red Bull, there's Rockstar, there's Monster, there's a Full Throttle. There are all these brand names of energy drinks. Crash and burn drinks. Good. These things are just loaded with caffeine. They're loaded with sugar. Stuff that's poison for you. Yeah, it gives you a high. Yeah, it gives you energy. And yeah, it gives you a crash. Yeah, you know, some people want to jump off the bridge because they get so depressed when they come down from it. But there's more and more of that. There's just a thirst. What is it? Goldman Sachs has reported that the outlook for the energy drink business is for it to continue to grow at the last 5-year rate of 50% increase
per year.
Per year. per year.
It's $5 billion right now.
Yeah.
And it's going to go to what by 2010?
So, as you said, the big companies like Coke and 7-Up and all these, you know, traditional soft drink are really taking it in the pants because their business is going way down for traditional soft drinks. But these designer health drinks that sell for $2.53 and more per can, per serving at convenience stores, I mean, I can't believe people would spend that much money for something, but I guess they spend a lot of money at you know for their coffee fixes at all these Pete's and
coffee outlets.
Yeah, various coffee outlets. So I guess there's no limit to what people will spend for their caffeine fix. At any rate, this particular drink that we're coming out with here, that we're getting involved with starting this week, and we're putting the word out for anybody who's interested and maybe finding out about it, to shoot JR an email, jr@ksco.com, or send me an email, mz@ksco.com, and we'll put you on a list, when we're gonna have, a meeting or, you know, a webinar on the World Wide Web. By the way, this business is done almost entirely on the web. So you don't have to worry about answering telephone calls or things like that. It's just totally different. JR, why don't you take over now and talk a little bit about what I think is going to get people's attention on this. The reason that people, CEOs of companies can have salaries and benefits in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm not exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. You've heard it on the news. Where does that money come from?
It comes from sales from everybody in the United States.
Yeah, or in the world.
But the thing about it is, nobody pays you to go and buy a soft drink to drink it. None of the soft drink manufacturers. Any of these energy drinks, like I say, I won't mention names. There's a bunch of them out there. When you go buy a $3 energy drink, they do not pay you any money to drink that drink. Well, this program pays you to drink the drink, and virtually you get in it for free. It's a free sign up, and you get a free website with your own name on it, and you can get anybody to sign up on your website for free because it's free to join and get a free website.
And if you join with us, we provide free advertising too.
Yes,
for the stores that
First of all, I'd like to go over some of the ingredients, MZ.
Yeah.
It has amino acids, L-carotene, L-argentine. It has taurine. It has tyrosine. It has your B vitamins. It's got vitamin C, B vitamins, B3, B6, B12. It's got herbs, green tea. It has ginseng. It has guarana seed. It has mica root. It's got a cherry, raspberry, mandarin, pineapple, orange flavoring. It tastes real good. And the sweetener is stevia. It has a little bit of fructose. That's your natural fruit sugar. And the total calories we're talking about here is about 24 calories.
And in a 12-ounce can?
Yeah, in a 12-ounce can.
Yeah.
And it comes in cans, and it also comes in a to-go pack. In other words, when you're traveling on the airplane or you're traveling in your car, you can always take a travel pack with you, and you can put it in a bottle of water, shake it up real good, and you've got sustained energy for 4 to 6 hours, no crash and burn. So why
is that? Because it doesn't have caffeine.
No caffeine.
So where does the energy come from?
Well, guarana is kind of like out of chocolate. It is a natural stimulant. It's not caffeine, but it is a stimulant. And it is a timed-release stimulant. Now, there's a little bit of green tea in there. Now, green tea does have a little bit of caffeine, not very much in this product. But it's a healthy, healthy energy drink, and I'm sure everyone would like it. And the thing about it, all you do is drink one and tell somebody about it, and if they drink one, they'll say, where can I buy this at, you know?
Yeah.
And I might add that it tastes good, you know. And the can, it has a little carbonation in it. It definitely has a wow factor.
Uh-huh.
And for those who don't like a bite with the carbonation, then the packets are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, they
and
do have powder packets, you know,
yeah,
that you can mix in a bottle of water.
I understand that this drink is going to be in different flavors. Is that right, JR?
Yes, they're talking about a blueberry and a grape mix, and I think there's going to be many flavors down the road to suit one's taste buds.
Right.
So different flavors. But the thing about what I like about this, instead of buying one of these energy drinks at a convenience store and making the CEO a lot of money. Now, there's a radio talk host, son, who is in one of these and has made, understand me, mega millions.
Billions with a B.
Oh, is it billions?
Yeah, guy's 37 years old.
Billions of dollars. I would rather spread that out amongst all the millions of people in the United States and let everybody make money
exactly.
off of drinking that drink.
Exactly.
In other words, when you drink that drink and somebody else drinks it, you get paid for drinking that drink. And I like that fact. And I like the fact that it's free. It's free to get in, and it's a free website, and you get your own website, and you get your own back office for free.
Yeah.
No charge nowhere, nothing.
Yeah. There's no money. It doesn't cost any money
for
anything.
And the thing about it is, you don't have to do anything. Just get people signed up and easy, and they start buying. Well, you just pop for a measly $40 business volume, and boom, you start getting checks.
Yeah.
It's the simplest plan I've ever seen. First of all, let me go into the plan. If somebody ever mentioned this to me and Amway in the same breath, I would run. For the simple fact, the plan that is in has never, ever worked that I've investigated. I've investigated, and I was in one.
It just made the companies rich, right?
It made the companies rich.
So why won't this...
Just like the big Wall Street guys. It made them rich because what happens is you get a runaway leg, and you do not get your pay.
Yeah, well, let's not get into that.
Right.
That'll people glaze over. But
right.
just say suffice to say this, JR.
Sure.
I mean, why isn't this the same thing? I mean, why won't this company just get rich and leave the crumbs for the distributors?
This is modeled after a 20-year-old company. There's no flush in this. Everything rolls over as long as you do cross your T's and dot your I's.
This is the kind of stuff that's going to make everybody who isn't
sure.
tuned out of the radio here
sure.
already tune out.
All right.
Let's just put it in easy to understand terms. We believe that a person who gets involved in this business can make very good money fast.
Right.
Not get rich quick, but
right.
very good money fast to the
Absolutely.
Point where in a matter of months or maybe a year or two, the person can quit their day job.
Well, I don't know if I'd go so far to say
really?
That, but I would say it depends on the individual how much passion they have,
yeah.
you know.
How they work it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a passion that somebody has, and whether or not the energy drink works for them, and there's no crash and burn. If someone is interested in this, there's no limit.
MZ. Right. Okay, it's 11:30 now on AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special with MZ and Alice Faye and JR. We're going to open the phone lines now. It'll be interesting to see if we get any phone calls at all, or if people have tuned out because he's finally gone nuts and used the Saturday special to try to rope people into multi-level marketing. It'll be real interesting to see. 479-1080 or mz@ksco.com.
Jeez, would you like to tell them about the twist?
The twist?
Yeah.
No, what's that?
Remember we were going to tell them at the top of the hour?
This
company is different than any other company you've been talking about.
Okay.
And the twist is this is not going from your friends and your relatives trying to do something.
Oh, yes.
This makes you a dealer in this company, and you can go commercial with this product.
Right.
And when you go commercial anywhere in the United States or wherever you live that serve drinks, you can get this product in that establishment. This is huge.
Right. Yeah, good. Okay. Well, we're getting a phone. Here's a phone call. Phone's ringing here, so at least we got one. Maybe we'll get some more. And I'm going to sign into my email account right now while Dave is screening the call here. It's okay if they're mad, Dave. You can put them through, and we'll deal with it. You know, if they don't like it. You know, is it? Yeah. Oh, this is okay. Mike on a cell phone here is our first caller to the Saturday special. This is an historic day, ladies and gentlemen. In 17 years plus, we have never. Ever had no phone calls at the hour number one, but I didn't even want any phone calls. It's 11:32, and this is the first phone call we've had. Mike on a cell phone.
Whoa! I've never called a radio station before, but
okay,
I'm listening to you guys, and I'm one of the Wall Lake Miracle guys too. So I started in 1995
uh-huh.
with his products, and. With the tapes, and,
yeah.
and maybe JR sent one to me. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I got a tape sent me in 1995, and I threw it out. Oh, a few months later, I got another one sent to me, threw it out. And then a few months later, a man that's in my profession sent one to me. And I went, okay, I'll listen to it.
What is that profession?
Insurance.
Okay.
So another fellow insurance agent, I won't say the name,
yeah,
sent it to me. And I listened to it. Made a lot of sense. Didn't believe any of it.
Wait a minute. It made a lot of sense, but you didn't believe any of it? That doesn't make sense. What do you mean?
Well, I didn't believe in nutrition.
Oh. You mean before you listened?
Yeah.
I got you.
I really didn't like nutrition.
Right.
But I thought, well, I was crippled at the time, too.
Uh-huh.
I had, 1992, herniated a disc in my 4-5, and...
What has happened to the phone line? We got to make this a little quicker, Mike, because we got a really bad phone line now.
Okay, I'll move. I know what I did. Is it getting better now?
No. But just go ahead and finish your story here real quick, if you can.
Okay, I'll try to drive to a position where I was better. Real quick, though, but I took his listened to the tape, decided I'd try it. I committed for 90 days, like he said on the tape, and then make up my mind whether he's telling the truth or not. I didn't even buy his product. I went to a health food store and said, well, I'll find colloidal minerals, try those, and made my own pig arthritis formula. And after a few weeks, I realized I was getting better. After 3 months, I was pain-free. And after 10 months, 3 months, I was much better. And after 10 months, I was pain-free.
Did you pay less money at a health food store than you would have paid buying it through the way you heard about it?
No. I just had a disbelief that, you know, the guy talking on the radio or sending me this tape, you know, I didn't necessarily trust him. So I made up my own mind that he's telling the truth. I can go to a health food store, make my own product, and I would know in 30 days or 90 days if it was true. And I tell you, within about 60 days, I switched and started buying his product. And,
okay.
And then I've been using it ever since. I'm now pain-free. I was literally crippled in 1992. I went to the doctors, took all I could, everything that they could offer me. I was doing a physical therapy 3 days a week for 3 hours a day, trying to strengthen my front muscles so that I could work normally in my life. And in 1995, I decided, well, I'm going to be the best cripple I can be, and then in come these tapes. And within 10 months, I had recovered greatly with the pig arthritis formula.
Did you get into the business? Are you speaking from the heart now, not someone who's in the business?
I'm not in the business.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of those people. My wife has a distributor's account. We paid the $10 back in 1995. I don't sell it. I tell people about it. I do have the passion for it. I'm one of those people that just buy it and use it. I did tell a friend about it that you probably know. I won't say her name.
Uh-huh.
She's a distributor.
Uh-huh.
She picked it up back in 1995 when I did.
Uh-huh.
And she became a distributor, but I continued to do my insurance business.
Right.
And the reason I'm calling today is I want to sign up for this.
Okay, good. Well, send JR. Get to know JR. He's the greatest, you know. Send JR an email, jr@ksco.com.
Well,
no?
talking to him, you know, I've never, ever advocated anybody making money in longevity. But the simple fact is, with that pay plan, I didn't think, matter of fact, for out of 10 years, there's twice that I tried to change the pay plan. Is that not right, MZ?
Right.
And ran into a lot of static because I could not get new people into the business.
Yeah.
And
you're in longevity because of the products and the message.
Right. That's it.
It's not for the money. Now the other company, the other one hasn't even started yet, JR, but you're talking about money.
Well, now I'm going around to my people and I'm telling them because I want them to make money now so they can pay for their longevity products without having to cost them any money because they're going to stay on the products the rest of their life. But this new program makes money. And can I just tell you the three reasons why I'm going to do this, or is this going to be obscene?
Yeah.
Well, the three reasons when I do my meetings now that I'm going to do this new business, there's three reasons why I'm personally going to do it. And the first reason is money. And the second reason is more money. And the third reason is obscene money.
Obscene money.
Because it is there if you really want to do.
Can I echo one thing to you guys, too, that you say, and it's true. My heart has always been to help people with it.
Right.
Even back in 1995 when I suffered the miracle fix to my life, And I've told a lot of people about Dr. Wallach, not made a dime, not sold anything, only because, you know, I know it helps them. And that's my passion, too. So I have to echo exactly everything you've been saying for the last hour and a half.
Well, you know, I've been helping people with their health, but, you know, I haven't made them any money. But now I want to make them money so they can buy the product. I don't know if anybody in the listening audience really understands what's going on in the United States right now, but, you know, his own CNBC yesterday, in June, I sold all of my stock off the stock market. I've got it back in my brokerage. I got out of it. I'm in a 5% account now, paid that 5%. But people don't realize that this winter, you know, they're talking recession now. You know how you go into recession? They start talking about it. Well, in the last week or two, they have really been talking recession on CNBC. It's all over Yahoo yesterday. The market went down 366 points. Be abreast of what's going on in the world. But I don't want to buy any more products than I have to make these multi-million dollar CEOs more money. I want to buy a product that I can use, I can get somebody else to use it, and I can make money drinking that drink, and they can make money drinking the drink. I want to spread the wealth to everybody. Let's get everybody spreading the wealth to each other instead of giving it to one lone person at the top of the food chain there, you know? So I want to help my people with their health, but now I've got an opportunity to help my people make some money. And whether it's $100 a month, $200 a month, $300 a month, it depends on the passion of the person. That's all. I use the M&M factor.
What's that?
Money equals momentum.
Okay.
And the M&M factor is definitely in this program. There is M&M factor in this program, and it's free to sign up. You get a free website. You get a free back office. You can just have somebody, when we get these packages, we show them how to pass one out for free, let them drink their drink, and if you stand there with them 10 minutes, ask them how they feel.
Yeah.
Is that right, Alice Faye?
That's right.
If they get the wow factor, hey, I want to buy that. Well, how would you like to go ahead and buy it on your own website?
Right.
Sign up for free and buy it. Tell other people. That's
Mike on a cell, thanks for calling the Saturday special, okay? Appreciate it. I don't know who's on line three here, but whoever it is, let's see who it is. Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, Mike. It's Bernie.
Bernie Owens and friends. God, what a great show you did. I happened to be up to relieve nature's internal pressure at about 5:15 a.m. And just for the heck of it, I turned on the radio and I turned on my favorite radio station, and there you were with your friends on the Wellness Hour. Man, I wish that was on at a better time out here than 5 to 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. What a fabulous program that was.
I got a lot of people out there to get up just to listen to me, Mike.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really thrilled that they do that for me.
Uh-huh.
But I just called to tell you, you have one heck of a Saturday special going, and I really enjoy JR and Alice Faye. It's fantastic. And, yes, I want to tell people, yes, I do believe in network marketing and multi-level marketing, and it does work.
I know there are a lot of them. You hear about companies that screw their distributors, and you know they're here one day and they're gone the next, and the people abscond with all the money. I mean, it can be a slimy business, just like everything. Every business and industry has slimy people in it.
That's true.
Bad medical doctors, like Doc Wallach says, but there aren't. It's not the majority, you know.
No, believe it or not, so. Michael, this company has always had to check here at the same time every single month. Since I started in 1999, they've never missed. So, yes, I've got to agree. I love this company. And JR is right. Join the Bevolution.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So
absolutely.
it's going to start, it's going to officially launch in November, but it's going to have a pre-launch this week here. So that's why I didn't have a subject for the Saturday special. And I was talking to JR. He was getting me all pumped up. And I said, wow. What a great idea for a Saturday special. I've been meaning to do it for a long time, anyhow.
There's nothing wrong with sharing information to people who want more money. There's nothing wrong with money. We have to have it to live. We have to have it to go to the grocery store, to buy our gas. Everything is going up. Everything is going up. If you're going to drink a $3 energy drink, drink ours. It don't even cost $3, and we won't mention prices yet. But ours are cheaper than theirs. And the thing about it is, it works. And the thing about it is, we can make people money and not pay Wall Street the big bucks.
See,
and Mike, I'm going to hang up so somebody else can call in, okay?
Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate your call.
Yep.
That was
thank
Bernie Owens in upstate New York. And I got to tell you, you might have heard this commercial that's run on, promo that's run on KSCO, I don't know, probably 6 months or a year or two back, about how I've met some of the, made some of the best friends that you can ever have, in this business. And JR and Alice Faye and Bernie are three of them. Judy DeVilbiss is another one. I got an email from Judy saying, can't listen. Hey, I don't know how to get a... So I guess she won't be calling in today because I called her during the break. I said, you might want to call in, Judy, and put in your two cents. But let's go to our next caller. That would be on line four, Brett in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Let's bring Brett on with us. Brett, you're on the Saturday special with MZ and JR and Alice Faye.
This is Fred Pinkerton.
Oh, it's Fred. Not
hey.
Brett. It's Fred. Hi, Fred Pinkerton.
Hey, Fred. Tell Alice hi and tell JR I said hi.
Okay.
I love all three of you.
Okay. And we do you too, or at least I do.
Yeah, I do too, Fred.
Okay. But maybe Alice Faye doesn't because she didn't say anything.
Well, she's
look,
a sweetheart.
I kind of missed that. Well, I was speaking from off the speakerphone and missed it. So.
Okay. All righty. Well, so, Fred, do you have a quick message for us?
Well,
or
I
you just want to say hello?
I want to say hello, but I've listened to the whole show.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are doing a great job. But I want to tell you the radio is the way to go.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I built a big business with a 50,000-watt station here in Fort Wayne. And they made money, big money.
Uh-huh.
And they're very happy to have the opportunity to do that also. They're
by carrying there. The Dead Doctor Show. And it's only once a week, actually, at a very obscure time. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But
so.
It's been very effective. And they have a lot of customers that come in as a result of the radio station. A lot of people every day. We used to have so many people coming in, we couldn't talk to all of them. We'd have to set them in a big room, maybe five, six couples at a time.
Right.
And talk to them. We couldn't talk to them individually because it would take too long.
Right. Well, Fred, I don't know how much you've paid attention to this new energy drink that's coming online here, but it's very different. It's a different pay plan. It's a different demographic. You got a lot of young people who drink this stuff like crazy. And
well,
if you tell them, if you ask them, hey, does Red Bull or Rockstar pay you to drink it and spread it, you know, let other friends know about it? You know,
well, I know it's a big market. It's a fantastic market. There's no doubt about that. And I know JR is excited about it, and as he should be. But
radio is the message, I think, right?
Radio is the way to go. I really believe that. I believe that all along. We were very successful with your help to get the WoWo radio station signed on.
Great.
And it has been very rewarding to us.
And looking for years more of a great association with you and Linda.
Absolutely, Fred.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much for your call. We got a bunch of other calls we want to get to before the end of the program. Appreciate it, Fred Pinkerton in Indiana. Fred Pinkerton in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Here's John in Aptos. Welcome to the Saturday special, John. You're on. Hello, John. Hello, John. Okay, Alice Faye and JR, are you still there?
Sure.
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, but there's no John in Aptos.
There's not John?
Okay, John, I hear a different voice.
This is Kevin from Aptos.
Well,
Kevin.
It said John in Aptos. Are you sure you're not John being impersonating Kevin?
No, this is Kevin from Aptos.
Okay, Kevin. I'm used to believing the computer, but if you swear that you're Kevin, I'll believe you.
I'm Kevin.
All right, you're on.
How's it going, MZ?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to find out on this new energy product that's supposed to be launched on Monday.
Pre-launch on Monday. The official launch is November 15th. The first check will be 1 week later. And by the way, this new company pays every week on Friday. They cut checks every week, not every month like Youngevity. And your qualification, your $40, will qualify you for a whole month, not $40 a week. So you just put in your $40, and if there's volume underneath you, then you're going to get paid every month from that every week for the next 4 weeks for that same $40. Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, it is amazing.
I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's a good deal.
Right.
So I'll be talking to you a little bit later on.
Great. Okay. Right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate your call. By the way, 479-1080, 479-1080 or mz@ksco.com if you want to email me. But do call us because we do have a few minutes left, about 13 minutes left on the Saturday special. special guests, J.R. Anglais from Florida and Alice Faye Beisel from Alabama. Don in SoCal, let's bring on Don and say welcome to the Saturday special.
Great, it's good to talk to you.
Hey.
Is this a separate company from Youngevity?
Yes, totally separate pay plan also.
Yep.
Oh, but
cool.
It is owned by Youngevity.
I just sent my name to your MZ, it's KSDO, and you'll get back to me about being part of this?
You bet. Well, if you're part of Youngevity, you will automatically get a free distributorship in the new company, and you can use it or not use it.
Well, I'm not a distributor. I'm an associate.
Okay, well, that's the same thing. Same.
Okay.
The word means the same. But send me an email. I'll answer any question you have, Don.
Okay, because I'm looking forward to it, and I think this is great. I've got some people that could definitely use this.
See, a lot of people couldn't sell the health products are things that appeal to older people. You're talking about arthritis and stuff like that. You know, younger people don't think about that kind of stuff. But younger people think a lot about energy drinks.
Can I say something real quick? Listen, I've been to potties, and I'd be talking to somebody, three or four people, and I would start mentioning nutraceuticals and what I do, and all of a sudden I'm talking to myself. But I've also been to parties where, you know, I'm like your brother. I've been in the stock market, and, of course, I do make recommendations. When I start talking money, I've got people in back of me doing other conversations, and their antenna goes up when I start talking money.
Yeah,
and they're listening to my conversation. They'll come over and say, "What was talking about? What company? You see what I'm saying?"
Yeah.
If you want to lose a crowd, talk nutrition. If you want to get people's interest, money.
So if that's true, JR, if we would have opened the phone lines last hour, we wouldn't have got any calls because that's all we were talking is the nutrition business.
That's right. Absolutely. You got it.
Now, let me ask you one other question. How does this compare to Rebound?
Rebound is a different thing. Rebound is like an athletic energy, you know, put the electrolytes back
Gatorade,
in.
Gatorade, and Powerade.
You compare Rebound with Gatorade and Powerade, like JR says. They're electrolyte replacement, sports drinks. This is an energy drink. This is something that you drink to, like you drink coffee almost.
But with this. You cannot even compare it to any other energy drink out there on the market.
Yeah.
Because it has no caffeine and no sugar.
Uh-huh.
And 24 calories. That's all.
Right.
I might interject here
I'll
that
be
it's not fair
an email.
To
okay, Don, thanks for calling. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was talking over you, Alice Faye. I'm sorry.
I need to interject here that Rebound FX cannot be compared to Gatorade. This is more of a nutritional supplement, but it does have the green tea. And it does give you an energy boost, and it is excellent for sports, especially before you're going to go golfing or run a marathon or whatever, or just for everyday use. It does give you energy, but it has more nutritive value. And
electrolytes.
It just cannot be compared to any other product on the market, just like this new drink that Doc's coming out with. Rebound is even can't be compared to that.
Right.
So,
thanks for reminding us about that.
Yeah, we do have a variety of sports drinks with the Youngevity products, and you can choose, you know, which one suits your needs better.
Okay, but here's the message here that I want to get through to people. This is not to disparage Youngevity in any way, so please don't get the wrong idea. Youngevity has, when we started, it had 3 products 10 years ago, 11 years ago. Now it has 350 products. And you get dizzy, you know, just learning about them all. It's hard. It's
right.
Much harder to do this Youngevity business than it will be to do this single product, you know, energy drink business that
one
we're talking
product,
about.
That's it.
Just one product. And
no
this
product
will, this is very retail friendly. The Youngevity products aren't because you need to have time to explain how to use these products and how to mix them and all that kind of stuff with Youngevity. And retail stores don't have that time. But retail's, because this energy drink is so retail friendly and it's young person friendly too. You could get some young people, you know, kids or grandkids or something that you want to set up for life maybe.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe that's something they could get interested in, even though it's not longevity or, you know, nutritional products, weight loss products and beautification products and essential oil products and nutritional supplement products are not normally something that young people can get excited about.
You would never, a mother would never tell her son right before she takes him to a soccer match at 3 o'clock after school to go in there and pop a top on one of these, crash and burn drinks or even one of the, soft drinks.
Yeah.
But this product, you can tell your son or daughter right before you take them to a soccer match, hey, go in the fridge and get you a can and pop a top of this new energy drink and let's go soccer. It's 4 to 6 hours of good, sustainable energy.
And you don't get a crash. You don't get a crash and burn at the
end. And it's the only product a mother can actually tell her kids they can actually drink and not worry. It's good. It's a good, solid drink.
We want to get to our next caller, Rich and Salinas, who's been waiting quite a while here, okay? Rich, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Alice Faye and JR.
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry I tuned in late, about 11:30, so I missed most of the program because I was busy. But
you can listen at SaturdaySpecial.com on demand after probably 3 or 4 hours from now.
I'll listen to the replay tonight probably.
Yeah, you can do that at 10 o'clock tonight.
I signed up under Connie and Salinas here about a year and a half ago so I can buy the product for myself.
Yeah.
Do I need to sign up again?
No.
This thing is a separate thing or just talk?
It is a separate thing, but everybody's going to have carbon copy downlines in the new organization. So if you're already signed up in Longevity, no need to do it. If you're not signed up in Longevity, then you can sign up for free, starting in probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. But Johnny would be able to give me the particulars about it then?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just talk to her, and then I won't tie you up anymore.
Okay, yeah, Connie should be able to, and if Connie is not quite up to speed because this is so new, you know, then feel free to call me, and Connie will still get credit. No big deal.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care. That's Rich and Salinas. Hey, no more phone calls, but we do have a few more minutes, 479-1080 if you want to call us. Here's a email from Richard D., if I can bring this up, for some reason it's not responding here. I don't understand why the computer sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, but someone
is... MZ, if you don't mind, I'd like to give out my toll-free number.
Sure.
If anybody'd like to call me. It's
sure, Alice Faye.
888-318-9379. That's 888-318-9379. I'm in Alabama. But, it doesn't, if you're in Washington State, you can call me, okay? I'll be glad to talk to you and explain things to you.
Great. Okay, thanks, Alice Faye. Appreciate that.
MZ, I did get an email from Melanie.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to tell you. She says, yes, I would like to hear about your new product. And, Melanie, if you're still listening, in the KSEO listening area, we should be able to tell you more this coming week. And I can give you all the information, and of course, I'm not rebutting what Michael said, but I was told that we could possibly start signing people up next week and get a free website, get a free a back office, and it's all free. And then you can take a look at your program. I'm here. I'll give you my number, toll-free number, if you'd like it. It's 888-651-8775. That's 888-651-8775, and I will respond to your email. And thanks for sending it.
Great. Now let's go. I think we've got Richard in Aptos here. Richard, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, MZ.
Hey,
this is Richard. You know, I want to get involved with that energy product. It sounds good to me.
Great. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I want to get going with it.
Fantastic. All right, well, send me an email, mz@ksco.com. I think I know who you are, but send an email anyhow.
You know who I am.
Okay.
All right, I will.
All right, thanks, Richard.
Let me tell Richard again.
I heard the whole show, by the way.
JR wants to say something to you.
Richard, the thing I like about this the most is just not going to your aunts and uncles and your relatives, your friends. This is a new twist. It is a commercial product. You would be a dealer in this. It's unlike any other business that I've ever seen. You can go to any commercial establishment that has drinks and get this drink in that commercial establishment.
Well, I love
this.
This
is fantastic.
I love the idea, guys.
And this way we make the money and the people on Wall Street don't. I'm for the little guy. I'm for the people of America.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah, you know, Richard, you have a voice that's just a dead ringer for that of my accountant.
Well, then Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
You know, it's funny about that. Uh-huh. You know, everybody has a double.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. Right, thanks very much for calling. Everybody's going to think this whole thing was set up. But well, I mean, I let people know we ran that promo for, you know, a day and a half every hour. But hey, we're in the home stretch, and you know what? We're gonna have to make up the commercials. We'll do it next hour. You know, we'll do it next hour. We gotta, because, you know what, Dave, we're gonna have to. The computer died here, so I don't have the. That's all, folks. You're gonna have to do that. Is the clock? Is it 2 minutes and 15 seconds before?
Pretty much, yeah.
The end of it. Okay, good. Alice Faye and JR, last couple minutes. What do we have to tell the folks?
Alice, you want to go first?
Well, I tell you what. If you're interested in feeling better, you know, having more energy, and who doesn't need that? You want to get off of prescription drugs, improve your health as well as your family, then you need to join Youngevity. You can go to our website, or you can just give us a call, and we'll be glad to help you. You can call me at 888-318-9379. Oh, you can go to my website at wrjmfm.com, and you'll see my information there. I just want to help people get better.
And also, when you say join Youngevity, it doesn't mean that they have to do the business. Okay,
right,
you need to make that clear.
And basically, a $6 sign-up fee just enables you to buy it wholesale, and it gets you a really nice catalog, a lot of information worth more than the $6 you paid. And it's just, who doesn't want to feel better? Anyway, this new strength we've got is just wonderful, and it's a great opportunity if you need help with finances, need to make that extra car payment or whatever. This is a wonderful business opportunity.
30 seconds left. JR,
this is for the people who get up every morning and start off with a $4 cup of coffee, and they know where they get it at, or they start off with an energy drink that costs them $3. If they start out with that in the morning, they need to start out with our product. It's less than $2, and it depends on how many you buy. You can get it for $1.50 a can. It's very economical. It's the cheapest one on the market. And you can start off with this, and it'll be 4 to 6 hours sustained energy, no crash and burn. And the thing about it is, you can make money. It's
okay.
That easy.
JR and Alice Faye, thanks very much. That's the end of the show. See you next week.
Then do it again.
Okay, this is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Coming up on 12 noon, here is not Fox News. We're going to play 5 minutes of commercials. Go for it, Dave.